Ada banyak alasan mengapa seseorang mungkin ingin mengubah nama mereka. Bisa jadi karena mereka telah menikah, telah bercerai, atau mereka lebih memilih nama lain. Atau juga karena mereka perlu untuk meresmikan dokumen-dokumen tertentu. Sedangkan proses untuk mengubah nama relatif sederhana. Ada kekhawatiran beberapa pendatang mengubah nama mereka untuk menghindari diskriminasi. Berikut ini rangkuman tersebut. Banyak orang mengubah nama mereka saat menikah atau bercerai. Setelah menikah, seorang warga bernama Emilia Rossi di Melbourne memilih untuk mengambil nama suami barunya.
When you get married, you get the marriage certificate. They ask you beforehand what name you want. So I had put my husband's name because that's what I wanted. But then what you need to do is contact Birth, Deaths and Marriages and you need to get yourself a change of name form. One of the reasons that you have to tick is because of marriage that you're changing your name.
Namun, ia kemudian memutuskan untuk mengambil kembali nama lamanya.
But then my husband and I separated and then basically I wanted to change my name back to my birth name. So you do all those steps in reverse. I had to contact Birth, Deaths and Marriages and I had to apply for that change of name and then there's a little part where it says why and I had separated and divorced.
Pemerintah, negara bagian dan teritori bertanggung jawab atas pendaftaran kelahiran, kematian dan nama-nama warga. Mereka melihat banyak alasan mengapa orang ingin mengubah nama mereka. Asisten panitera Ben Finn dari New South Wales Registry of Birth, Death and Marriage menjelaskan.
They may be changing their name to escape domestic violence or start afresh and have a new life. Somebody might have been born with a name like Giovanni and then have used an anglicized version of that name such as John throughout their life. And then when they go to apply for a passport, the organization may turn around and say, we require a change of name to establish that Giovanni and John are the same person. Or it may be difficult to pronounce. It may have other associations that they feel are connected to that name.
Dan beberapa orang mengubah nama mereka untuk menghindari diskriminasi terhadap latar belakang etnis mereka.
So they may feel more comfortable in changing their name to something that they feel may be more readily accepted throughout Australian society, which could be unfortunate in certain circumstances, but obviously we understand that people are in this situation sometimes.
New South Wales Migration Heritage Centre mengatakan, saat pecahnya Perang Dunia I, banyak keluarga Jerman di Australia berubah nama mereka untuk menghentikan pelecehan dari pemerintah dan masyarakat. Memiliki nama multikultural saat ini menjadi perhatian bagi sebagian warga yang sedang mencari pekerjaan. Sebuah survei Yayasan Scanlon Australia pada tahun 2015 melaporkan pengalaman migran yang merasa aplikasi pekerjaan mereka ditolak semata-mata atas dasar etnis dan asumsi agama. Peserta mengatakan setelah tidak mendapatkan respon terhadap lamaran pekerjaan mereka, mereka mengubah nama mereka untuk lebih ke barat-baratan. Dengan nama baru, lamaran pekerjaan mereka langsung mendapat tanggapan. Pemerintah Victoria telah menangani masalah diskriminasi di pasar kerja melalui percobaan anonim resume selama 18 bulan yang disebut Recruit Smarter. Inisiatif dari percobaan tersebut bertujuan untuk membasmi diskriminasi dalam perekrutan dengan menghilangkan informasi pribadi termasuk nama pelamar. Menteri Keuangan dan Multikulturalisme Victoria, Robin Scott, mengatakan orang-orang di pasar kerja dapat berprasangka terhadap nama seseorang tanpa menyadarinya.
I think we all make judgments about others, so there's very strong evidence we all have unconscious biases, and unfortunately they affect some groups more than others. And it's very interesting because I noticed from my own personal experience that my wife had exactly this experience. She's from a Chinese background, and when she changed her name on the job applications to a more Anglo name, she was receiving more job interviews, and when she went to the interviews herself, she didn't feel that she was being discriminated against. So it's sometimes a bit of a subtle process.
Menteri Scott mengakui bahwa mengubah nama Anda untuk meningkatkan prospek pekerjaan Anda tidak seharusnya terjadi.
So it's a big thing for someone to change their name. It's not a flippant decision in many cases. And it shouldn't occur, but I think by highlighting the issue and looking at what we can do to address it, hopefully over time we can reduce the incidences of bias, but also ensure that less people would have to change their name into the future.
Dan ia mengatakan bahwa pentingnya bagi pasar kerja untuk mengembangkan sikap non-bias terhadap keragaman nama di Australia.
And I've met many people when discussing this issue as a Minister for Multicultural Affairs who had exactly this experience. And it's something that they didn't want to do, but they felt they needed to do. And as a society, I think ultimately we should look to how we can do better to ensure that people have fair opportunities in the labour market and can live true to the values we espouse as a multicultural society.
Jika seseorang ingin mengubah nama mereka di Australia, mereka harus mengajukan formulir aplikasi nama perubahan secara hukum dengan Departemen Kelahiran, Kematian, dan Perkawinan di negara bagian atau wilayah mereka. Asisten Panitera New South Wales, Ben Finn, mengatakan mereka yang berusia lebih dari 18 tahun dapat melamar. Namun, aturan tidak selalu sama di seluruh negeri.
Different states have different laws and different requirements for their change of name. Some states have residency requirements for 12 months. Some states have less, and some are in the process of changing their requirements. If they've decided to change their name in New South Wales and they were born overseas, they have to have been a resident of New South Wales for 3 consecutive years. And for parents of a child under the age of 18, they can also change their child's name if they meet the criteria.
Perubahan nama bisa dilakukan secara langsung atau online.
The first thing that they can do is either come into the registry or go onto the website. And on the website, the change of name form is available where they can actually complete it on their computer, or they can print and complete it with a pen. They then fill out all the questions on the change of name form, or they can come in and visit us and do an interview. They'd have to book an interview, and that might take a week or two or perhaps even longer.
Namun, tidak semua aplikasi untuk perubahan nama tersebut akan disetujui.
For instance, we also have a requirement that a name can't be changed more than 3 times by the same person, or can't be changed more than once in a 12-month period. Now, there is the ability to have an exemption, but that exemption needs to be approved by the registrar. Also, if they try to change their name to a name that's prohibited or offensive, then we can also reject that change of name application. Also, if a person is on a restricted persons list due to legal issues.
Untuk sebuah aplikasi untuk diloloskan, Anda harus memberikan alasan yang spesifik mengenai mengapa Anda ingin mengubah nama Anda. Dan untuk informasi lebih lanjut tentang perubahan nama, hubungi Births, Deaths and Marriages Registry di negara bagian atau wilayah Anda. Atau Anda juga bisa mengunjungi www.australia.gov.au.